We're going to have an internal meeting and come up with sort of some solutions or plans. We did have that meeting last week, and I have outlined in your board packet our approach. And our approach really consists of three strategies, much like a request for a waiver to open up. They are also allowing schools to submit an application for an exemption to these deferrals, so that what that means is we would be exempt from the deferrals and we would receive our school statewide funding according to its 5599 regular schedule of funding allotment. That application is not out yet. However, we agreed that once it does come out, we will submit an application for an exemption for both San Bernardino as well as El Centro. There is just a note on that. In order to request the exemption, you must demonstrate essentially that your school could not operate without this exemption. So there is some, if you're up for renewal in that situation, San Bernardino is not. We've got a renewal. El Centro is coming up into a renewal this next, actually this is our last year, so we'll be submitting this year. That it could impact with all of the new legislation out there about, you know, being fiscally solvent as a reason for not granting your renewal. So we need to kind of consider that as an impact. What we have planned to do is I'm reaching out to Mr. Ledoux and just really having a candid discussion about, you know, the current situation that Ballington is in. It's not the fact that we're insolvent, but actually the state has done this to us. They're, you know, close to $1 million in a small budget like Ballington to hold back funding is significant. So that would be my first step. We don't believe there's going to be any challenges with our San Bernardino authorizer. We're more focused on El Centro. So I will be connecting with Mr. Ledoux to determine the impact. The state has not issued the application yet. So as soon as they issue it, then we'll move forward and submit on our behalf for that. The second piece is through the California Finance CFSA. And it is a program very similar to what school districts have. School districts are allowed to sell their revenue in the form of notes. They call it TRANS. Charter schools historically have never had this option. Presently, the CFSA has set up an option or a program, and they're calling it advances on state aid payments. Essentially, it's very similar to the TRANS program that the school district has. They're using it, it's primarily a cash bridge. Interest rates are going to be low, and there's no upfront fees to participate. That application is out, and that's a first come, first serve. So we will move forward and submit that on behalf of San Bernardino and El Centro. I've done an initial draft because we want to get our applications in as soon as possible. So once I am just waiting again, and that application, if your charter is expiring prior to March 2022, they want some weigh-in from your district authorizer. So that is going hand in hand with my discussion with Mr. Ledoux. And once I get that, then we will be submitting those applications. So those are really two options, I think, that are, for lack of a better word, kind of driven by the state or programs set up by CBE or a state-like agency to help support the schools in mitigating this significant impact of cash flow, the exemption, and then the application for the ASAP program. We'll be submitting for both San Bernardino and El Centro. It's very two separate applications, two separate processes. Any question on that before I get to the third option?
There's a lot of schools that must be in a situation, you know, can't be solvent. So, yeah, definitely. First come, first serve. You sort of need to, the day the application comes out, you have to fill it out and basically be ready and have talked with Ledoux and got that figured out. And the other thing is, you know, if you take the second option and do fill out the accounts receivable form and get that approved, can you use the first one?
Yes, you can. We our hope, you know, the way that it's positioning is they have the ASAP application out prior to the exemption application. So we're going to do both strategies. So we're submitting ASAP. And then we believe that the application for the exemption will be out and will receive an answer, at least based on the state's information of when they're going to release approval, so to speak, prior to us actually having to accept the second strategy, the ASAP strategy. So
do you foresee any problem with Mr. Ledoux?
You know, he has been extremely, knock on wood, supportive these last couple years. So I'm hopeful that he will see, you know, that this is close to $1 million that we're having deferred as revenue, which is significant. It's not just, you know, $100,000. This really impacts, you know, El Centro from being able to meet their you know, debt, so to speak. I'm hopeful. At the same time, he can go another way. I'll just say it like that. He has surprised us in the past. Over the last couple of years, again, though, I feel like we have developed a stronger relationship with him, and he has been, you know, extremely supportive. I don't know, board members, if you remember, well, Carla, you probably remember that time, you know, he sent me an email on a Sunday and asked me why we were closed on or not open or something like that on a certain Veterans Day holiday, and it was on a Sunday, you know. So, I mean, he definitely a couple years ago was watching kind of every single move. We haven't had that. You know, my experience with him over the last couple of years has just been extremely supportive. When the schools were going to close for the pandemic, he gave me a heads up email. He said, "Hey, Doreen, just FYI, this is going down. We're probably going to close. We're going to make the announcement this afternoon. I just want to give you a heads up so you can move, you know, accordingly with how you want to move." So I feel like the relationship has been a lot more stronger. So I'm hopeful that, you know, we have demonstrated that we're a solid school, and we continue to be a solid school. It was just that the turn that the California Department of Education, as well as the governor, has taken in order to mitigate their significant cash flow issues.
Well, that sounds great. And let's cross our fingers.
Yes, 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 definitely. The third option is really something that's really driven. I kind of see the other options as somewhat external, kind of developed for, you know, by the state, by the California Department of Education, by Ed Code. The next option is really a partnership with foundations. I see that more kind of as internal, an innovative strategy that Volunteers of America has come up with. And that's really seeking foundations that have a specific, you know, I want, for lack of a better word, support for education, and really reaching out to them. Our intent is to really develop a case statement that shares with them what California what California schools are experiencing at this point and the significant impact upon that and us. And then really once that's completed, then we'll be reaching out to the different foundations and asking them for some support around this cash flow situation. That one is a little bit different. It's not an application per se. It's really more pleading your case and really developing that relationship. So with that, there's those three primary strategies we believe are going to be the best. We talked a lot about factoring, and we just, based on, you know, some information and kind of witnessing what occurred in the prior deferment process, we felt that that was not a good option at all, and that if we could focus our time on these three options, that would probably be our best bet. And I can entertain any questions or feedback or comments, or if we left anything out, that there might be a potential other strategy to look at as well.
Doreen, if I might, excellent overview in regards to those options. I just want to point out that option three is not a financing option. It really is a strategy around a bridge loan with foundations, talking with them about the possibility of, for a period of time, possibly utilizing their corpus, because it would be a definite repayment to them. So they would not be losing funds or dispersing funds per se out of their available grant dollars, and their corpus would be replenished. And so that'll be the premise of the discussion. And so Carla, I'll be talking with Bobby Brock about that, yeah, in terms of it. I'm not sure of the overall, you know, position of the foundation, but again, the issue is it's a bridge loan, and I hate to even use the word loan, but it is a bridge loan in concept that we would be seeking with a repayment based on the repayment cycle that the state would be providing for the school. So mm-hmm. The money that we would get back would actually be a pass through from us back right back to the foundation as a source. That is the strategy. We think that's more viable than applying to foundations for actual funding, because everybody is reaching out to foundations for funding, and they have a limited amount of money that they have for disbursement of their grant dollars. So this is a little different strategy that we're going to use in that regard. So keep your fingers crossed.
I have another question. Since Ballington is under Volunteer of America, are they going to bring in the finances of Volunteer of America at all, or is it totally separate, Gerald?
It is totally, the two corporations are totally separate. However, in the past, as it has been, Volunteers of America as a kind of parent body, we'll say, basically is doing everything it can. Ballington doesn't have the resources, the capital, the assets, et cetera, to leverage for things that we're looking at doing. So in all actions, really Southwest is the leverage for that. And we will continue to be the leverage for that.
Okay. Just want to make sure that there's not going to be anything that they're going to pull in for that.
I'm not quite understanding that, Carla.
It's just when you do the application, because I mean, Ballington is sort of under Volunteer of America. I mean, Volunteer of America are running the schools, sort of, that they don't involve Volunteer of America's finances in there at all.
Right.
I'll consider.
We'll have to see what the application is, but I think that it will be because Ballington is a part of an independent corporation, Community Education Development Corporation. The application they would probably be seeking would be an application from that corporation. And then Volunteers of America Southwest could be a resource that is available to other corporation, but they you're probably going to be seeking it directly from the application, directly from Community Education Development Corporation.
Okay. Was she just wondering?
Okay.
Yeah. The ASAP application asks for alternative sources of funding, but that's the only time it even, you know, alludes to an additional corporation. You have to submit 3 years worth of your audits, as well as your charter, as well as your current budget. But that's the only thing they ask for. They do not ask for another agency's budget.
Okay.
Or anything like that.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No more questions from me.
If you have any additional strategies, Carla, please let us know at this point.
Yeah, I think everybody's reaching for straws right now. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't have any.
Yeah, thank you. Board members.
Oh, I wish I was a millionaire, billionaire.
Me too, right?
Oh, you mean a billionaire like Donald Trump? $420 million in debt? I don't think so.
Board members, if there are no other questions, I wanted to give you a brief update on our solutions, or, and I'll quote, solutions, or at least strategies to mitigating the cash flow situation for both schools.
Thank you.
I will move on to then board closing comments, if there's any board closing comments.
I just do want to reiterate the importance of trying to identify additional talent, both in the San Bernardino and the El Centro community for board membership. Please think of possible prospective board members. The face-to-face is less of a viable option right now. Technology and allowing Zoom, we could do definitely some meet and greets with them. So please keep that uppermost on your mind, because if you think about it, if any one of the three, Christy, Denise, or Carla, is not able to be present for one reason or the other, we really can't transact business. And so I can use your help in identifying prospects. Thank you.
You know, Joe, I've been trying to approach individual people, and they said, no. Do you mind? I sent out a blanket email to like my Suroptimus, my Rotary, and just say, we are looking for new board members.
I think I think that would be, there would be nothing wrong with that at all. I think the thing that we want as board members is somebody that really does have a passion and care about the work that we're doing. I think that really winds up being important. And they don't have to be, a teacher, but they have concern about young children and education and the future. And the service clubs definitely do embrace those values. So I would say that would seem like more than appropriate, Carla, as an outreach strategy.
Yeah, because I mean, it seems like I haven't had very much luck with the people I've asked. So but maybe this will work.
Yeah. And you know, we had talked about with your Suroptimus and your Rotary Club, possibly even you and I, you know, having a meeting with the chair and having them give us some leads too, you know, or the president, I didn't mean chair, but the president. And, you know, sometimes that can help leverage the ask as well. So just something to think about.
Okay.
Thank you. Just a reminder, our board meeting is October 20th at 5:30. And if there's no other board comments or questions or feedback, I will call the meeting officially concluded at what time? 8:40.
Thank you very much, Doreen.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Be safe out there. I know it's super hard to run a meeting and be on the road too, so I get it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Cool. Bye, everyone. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.